Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved and awfully sexy people. Woohoo! I am so happy. I am back here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, with my big brother that I love and his beautiful wife, and looking out on these great big, huge pine trees in the back forest of his yard, and just finished an amazing, amazing full workshop, which is one of those things on my Edwin Gaines list that I wanted to create here in Doylestown. Thank you to Susan Duvall for hosting me. It was such an amazingly powerful night. I think we had at least 10 beautiful people from the community there that came in to support me, and did we have some fun. We had some real fun after the seminar, trying to find a place to have a drink that was open. And boy, talk about beautiful creation. We actually got them to kind of open up and fix us pizzas after the kitchen was closed. So we just held our intention. And then we did it. So then yesterday I just was able to work with 9 beautiful souls and do private sessions and spread this work out. And it's just been 1 week of joyful, happy, fun. Dee gets to do everything she loves. The movie was awesome. It reminded me again of why I want to act. I was respected, I was loved, I was honored. Again, one of the things that is prevalent on my list, it was just, you know, that's why I do this work, because I want you guys to be so involved in your creation that you have weeks like this and years like this and lifetimes like this, and we're worth it, and by God, we deserve it. Woohoo! Okay, so I was sitting downstairs in our family room, and I picked up this Time magazine from September 23rd, and I'm looking through it, and there's an article called The Art of Living, and I just started kind of flipping through it, and this caught my eye. Multiple studies show that happiness contributes to longer life, reducing heart disease, diabetes, and more. That pretty much sums up one of the big things we're going to talk about in the electrical charge of the universe, and how thoughts, emotions, electrical charges, and everything literally get recycled in your body and out into the atmosphere. You see, you're seeing it everywhere, even in Time magazine. The title says, it may be no coincidence that so many creative types have long lives. New findings show how doing what you love can add years. Isn't that what we're talking about, guys? Choosing the joy and the fun and the love and the excitement. I don't care whether you're cooking salmon for dinner, doing a movie, putting on a workshop, walking your baby in the stroller, buying chocolates that you love at the store. Do it with passion. Do it with love. And enjoy what the hell your life is about. Anyway, I just wanted to celebrate my awesome, incredible week with you. I'm flying. the webinar, The Electrical Charge of the Universe, again, we're getting really close to it, and so many people have already responded, yippee. I'm glad you guys are getting the importance of this, that I'm asking everybody not to wait to the last minute if you can, because I may have to increase the amount on the teleseminar site if we have as many people as it looks like we're going to have. So that is next Wednesday, October, no, hello, it's October 30th, a month from now, from 7 to 9. And just a lot of information about health and how we are the creators of our own health and why you can't shift life without changing the frequency of your charge. Just tons of stuff. And I don't know if I think I did mention this maybe on Monday's show, that I happened to go to dinner with my director, and who was there? Three guys who were scientists. And so we were putting all sorts of information together, and they were explaining it in different terms from different points of view, all of this stuff that's coming in. And that's what I mean. You don't have to have a master's degree in what you want to know about. You put out the intention, and somebody will take you to dinner where the answer is. But you got to trust that process. Then in November 3rd and 4th, you know, I'm going to be in Joe Vitale's Austin presentation, the keynote speaker on Saturday morning. And I've had some of you email me and say, yeah, I'm coming to eat. Can I work in some private sessions? And the answer is a resounding yes. And if you are going to be in Austin, I will absolutely honor the half-price private. As you know, for the month of November, I'm offering that to anybody in the community or anybody that listens to the show for the first time. You want a half-price private, email me at d@imdwallace.com. And reference the half-price privates. You can't sign up for them on the website because we didn't get the half-price link up there. You know, I get these brainstorms, and everybody in my camp tries to keep up with me. That's kind of that's kind of how it works. Oh, my God, Dee has an idea, but whoops, she's already put it out there. We don't have time to build a site. Sheila Gale is putting on this big Hollywood event with Rika and myself and a lot of other great speakers. Oh, my God, would I love everybody around the L.A. area. Come down and support that. It's going to be awesome. And as you know, the thing I'm most excited about, really, is this program I'm rolling out called The Gratitude of Self-Love that we'll be rolling out the 1st of October. It's a 21-day program of really experiences, daily experiences of self-love that the channel has given me, and that we're going to get together for a two-hour webinar at the end and really, really delve into our experience through this 3 weeks and our challenges and our victories and the beauty of taking the time, choosing to take the time to give ourselves self-love. So I'm really excited about this. I'm definitely doing it with everybody because the experiences came through the channel. And I haven't actually done them, so I'm going to be on the ride with everybody, and I am excited. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Woo! Here we go, guys. I wanted to tell you that since Tuesday night, entities, spirits, energy from the other side that have crossed over have come through. They have asked us to balance the energy around I know that I am the creation of me, and also that the creation of me is fun. So all energy that crossed over, and it came in through grandparents and parents of people that were around the table while we were having dreams after the seminar. So just hold that in your consciousness, that for all energy on the other side, we are holding the balance and making the claim that we all know that we are the creation of ourselves and our energy, and that that's a hell of a lot of fun. Okay, Miss Alicia in California. Hi, baby. What's up?
Woohoo! I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm flying today. I am. What can we do for you, baby?
My question is, I know we are never going to be perfect. We're always going to be creating, and it feels like I'm getting close to.
Let me stop you there, Alicia. I want you to hear these words, everybody. I know we'll never be perfect. We'll always be creating. And the channel is saying that is perfection.
When you are always
creating, that is when you are living perfection.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so proceed, darling.
Okay, so I'm unplugging or detaching from, you know, when's it going to be here, blah, 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 blah. And it feels internally like I'm on the right track. And I guess I'm looking for some sort of verification, or am I fooling myself that I'm getting close to really manifesting what it is that I want or desire?
Okay. When I say any of that is the right question, I get a no, because the right question is, do you know? So if you're asking these questions, my surmise would be that you have not moved into your knowing yet. When we really know, when I really knew I was going to have that baby, no matter what anybody else said, I committed to the creation of her. And that is the leap of faith that you have to take.
Okay.
So that we get up every day and we say, this is what I'm claiming. Wow, what does that feel like? I'm choosing to take myself into the experience of already having it. I'm creating that electrical charge of how it feels. I know I've ordered my dinner, and now I'm turning it over, and I'm going to stay in love and stay in fun and stay in joy, and it's come. So I would start our days, everybody, before you get out of bed, direct your day. Did you direct your day this morning?
Yes, I did. I do every morning, and I keep returning to it, so there's...
Okay, so I want you to add, Alicia, I know. My claim and my direction for my energy today is that I absolutely know everything. Okay, that's for everybody. Because the most prevalent words that I hear is, I don't know. Well, what do you want? Well, I don't know. Well, what's the block? Well, I don't know. Well, how can you do it? Well, I don't know, Dee. And I say to you again, and you know I'm quoting Ramsa here, the biggest disservice that you can state around the direction of your own energy and the definition of who you are is, I don't know. Because then you have to give yourself more not knowing. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the biggest place. This is the right question. We want the highest answer. We're getting the highest answer. This is the biggest place you have to use to move into your empowerment, Alicia. Now, they also want to know, are you taking steps to create what you want? Are you taking action steps to create money? Is it money? Is that what you're focused on?
Yeah, and I think I am. I know I am.
What do you mean you think you are?
I know I am.
Okay, so you're putting in job applications, and you're putting feelers out, and you're saying, well, what do I passionately want to do that the world can exchange money with me for my service? You're doing that.
I'm trying to get more private clients. I'm working part-time. I'm, you know, doing the website and marketing the best that I know how.
Okay, good.
Buying a lottery ticket, even doing that, because it could come from anywhere. I'm even picking up coins on the street.
You bet it can come from anywhere. But when I say you've moved all the way into your knowing about that and believe that, I get a no. So just direct your energy that you really, really, really want to know and then give it over. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. I mean it, Alicia. I want you to keep me posted on this, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because,
thank you. Love you.
See, when I have you guys for a whole 50-minute private session, there can be layers and layers here. This mm-hmm. is all they're giving me right now, but they're urging you to listen to the rest of the show because there's other things that are going to come together for you in the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
And, of course, what's hers is everybody's. I love you, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Love you. Mwah.
What's hers is mine is yours, right? So everybody, before you get out of bed, I am directing me that I know. So, Lisa! Hi, long time no see, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That's fabulous.
So Lisa was here for my seminar, and we just all had one great time, didn't we?
Oh, God, did we just not have a love fest?
Yes, we had a love fest.
We had so much fun.
So much fun.
Oh, gosh. I know all of...
Go ahead.
I know all of us just enjoyed the welcoming and the love and the support, and we want more. We want more. We want more.
Well, you know, Susan has talked to me about doing a four-city tour here back east.
So
I'm trying to, I am arranging that with her for next year. She also is talking to me about maybe doing a trip to wherever I'd like to go, and I'm kind of thinking Ireland. I've always been pulled toward Ireland. So just a lot of exciting things. But you know what I love, Salita?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just having the love and support of all of you out there. But I also love the fact that no matter how immersed in this work you've been, all of you had light bulbs go off about something.
Yeah.
You know,
something
that came together, something that got clear. And I don't remember if it was you or Kirk that said to me, you know, Dee, in person, it's just different seeing you in person, and other stuff comes in and comes together. Of course, this is, you know, a three-hour seminar that you hear the high points on my shows, but it's vastly different than seeing an entire seminar where you put it all together.
It's definitely different. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that the business about asking just opened up this huge crater.
And I sat
on my bed just before I settled down after I got back home, and I remembered hearing all the time when I was a little girl, children should be seen and not heard.
Uh-huh.
And when that came in, oh my gosh, my belly had an earthquake.
Well, that's sure, because your little girl has been holding on to that belief for a long time.
Yes, and I had a dream about her. She was so angry. Oh, my word. She was so angry, and I didn't know what to do. And I connected it to all of that that night. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and, you know, anger can serve us as long as we don't stay in it. Because
yeah.
anger ultimately is a secondary emotion. You've heard me say that a lot of times,
yeah.
everybody. It, underneath anger is grief or fear.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a lot of grief for our little children who inadvertently put together or was taught the wrong limiting belief system that has kind of held them captive all this time. And now we get to go, come on, sweetheart, I'm going to take you, I'm going to love you, I'm going to teach you the truth of freedom.
Oh,
so,
yeah, she's,
you know,
she's ready to say no.
She's happy that she's free now. Only
oh,
I can
God,
guarantee
yes.
you. And she you're going to be a lot happier that she's free, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. And do you want to know what happened with the pot of gold for me personally?
Oh, well, let me explain, everybody. Salita brought this beautiful pot filled with chocolate money in the gold coin that you opened. So that was our pot of gold that we passed around. So what happened, Salita?
So when it got back to my chair, I looked at it and I said, gosh, it doesn't look like anything got taken out of there. And I was a little bit perturbed, but I ignored it. And when I woke up the next morning, what popped into my head was, that's a pot of gold. It is infinite. It refills itself. It's never supposed to look like it's empty or used up.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Oh, my word.
There's always more, guys. There's
yes.
always more. The universe just keeps on giving.
Oh,
and let
my.
Me tell you, I was standing at the front, and everybody was eating. So I can tell you, there were a lot of people that took some of that candy. Thank
oh
you for
gosh.
Being there. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being there. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you for being you. Thank you,
love
everybody.
You so much.
Love
you,
too.
Much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Oh, my God. We just had so much fun. All right, Miss Cindy in California, what's up?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Cindy.
I have a couple of questions, one for a friend and then one for me.
Okay.
A friend of mine has a ghost in her house, and I guess two things. One is, I'm wondering for her, she's feeling like her energy is good, her chi is good, you know, what is the connection here? And then also Sunday, she wants a group of friends to come over and help it to leave. And I have
okay,
no idea how
so,
to do that.
Cindy, I get a no from the minute you started talking about your friend, even when you said, I have a friend. So there's something, a core thing that needs to be balanced here. I have no idea where we're going, but the channel does. So we're going to balance
okay.
all this, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. But can you give me a song, please?
Happy Days.
Okay. Okay, this is a continuation of energy from the other side coming through. That they're asking, and this is what the energy, I don't call it ghost, and I think when you use that term, you put something scary on it when
right.
it's just energy that's asking for help.
Okay, okay, right.
Happy Days are here again. Okay, wow. So it's a representation that all energy, I'm testing this as I'm saying it, from the other side is coming through to thank all of us for all the work that we are doing because it is helping balance the energy and the choice even on the other side.
Hmm.
Highest, most correct, most complete. And they're urging me to tell you the story of a beautiful woman that I did a private for yesterday. And I started picking up information. She said something, and that led to information about energy in her house. And I said, and it's really young energy, and it's coming forward to say thank you for loving us. Well, she burst into tears because there's energy all through her house that she can feel, that she even she gave me the information that she's living in a house that used to be an old orphanage.
Wow.
And that she knew right away that she was supposed to serve this energy and love it and not try to get rid of it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So she even puts up Christmas trees on every floor so that, that the young energy can appreciate it and experience the joy and happiness, right? That's really what this energy in your friend's house. And now I get a yes on friends. So I guess everybody had to, okay, the definition of a friend that they're giving me right now is like-mindedness.
Okay, that would make sense, actually.
So we had to bring our like-mindedness together around this energy that we can't see, that we have attached fear with, because simply because we can't see it. In other words, and they're laughing and showing me my movies. We've seen too many movies that have given us the incorrect, fearful entertainment messages about energy that just hangs around. So it's a true statement that this energy can leave. It may already be leaving now. It just wanted to say thank you, really. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the balance. Thank you for supporting my energy being here.
Okay.
And isn't that what we all want, guys? It's just an acknowledgement so much of our energy. Yes, I acknowledge that you're here. I acknowledge that you're worthy, that you have worth. And that's what they're saying, most energy that's stuck here, that's what it's looking for, is that acknowledgement. Now, I do not call myself a medium, but I got all of that very quickly. You know what I just heard from the channel? Well, why the hell not? Okay, so I'm a clairaudient and I'm a medium. All right, I just said it. Oh, my God, they're so funny. So there's nothing else around the ghost stuff, which is simply energy that wants to be loved and appreciated and acknowledged. So now what's your question for you, Cindy?
Let me finish just real quick. If this energy's been keeping her up at night and waking her up, she should just acknowledge it and appreciate it.
Well, it's been keeping her up and waking her up because she's in fear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. There's nothing to fear. It's just, hey, yeah, I'm here. So acknowledge it. Really, she's going to have to really acknowledge it now from this side to the other side, because it's already on its way.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay. For me, my place of employment is shutting down, and this is my last day of work after 11 years, and I totally believe I created that for me. And I've been doing the work, walking my talk. It is my time now. I know that it is. I don't know all of the details yet. I don't need to know all of the details yet. So I guess my real go ahead.
Well, let me first say, they want to say your place of employment has not shut down, because your place of employment is you.
Okay, right.
You are the creation of every opportunity and every job out there.
Right.
So it's a little... you know, it's a little tweak, but it's a really important tweak.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So your question is?
So my question is, I'm actually, you know, excited. And I guess I want to make sure if there's any place I'm falling out or anything I'm missing that I'm not aware of as I'm, you know,
not
doing
at all.
Work and claiming. Okay.
Not at all. There's nothing,
yay.
And that's the
yay.
Right question. You just stay focused, stay in fun, and know that creating this next chapter in your life is a fun, exciting ride. You may
right.
not know
okay.
where the roller coaster is going, but you're going
right.
to have a lot of fun getting there.
Okay, awesome.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank
yep,
you
that's
so
all
much.
They're giving me. Thank you for calling in, baby Kate.
Okay, thank you. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye. I love you guys. I love this community. Steve-o. Oops, wait. That's me. I don't need me. Steve, what's up, baby?
Oh, I've had a spectacular week. So much stuff is like turned around. I had not had an audition for a film in 2 months, and I had one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And, you know, I really got to say, I love my process. I love the work I did. I thought the work was spectacular. I really felt everything I did. And I got to say that any guy in an audition for men who is having a heart attack was willing to throw himself on the floor like 15 times in 20 minutes is an actor. Sunday night, I joined this group of young filmmakers and actors who we have 4 hours, usually about two, to create and shoot a short film. And you have to be off the film script. You have to be off book. You have to give a performance. You shoot from, close-ups, mediums, and long shots and masters. And it was a spectacular experience for me.
Yeah, that guerrilla filmmaking can be a lot of fun because you have to let go of all control, Steve.
Yeah.
You just have to let go of control and jump into total creation. And it's definitely a metaphor for a message that they're all bringing through for us. Now, it is once you do your work and you get yourself in harmony with everything and you start having fun, right, you let go of the control and you just jump in and create. And, I want you all to just focus on creation is fun. Creation is fun. My intention is that all the creation of me and my life and my world is fun. They just can't stress it enough.
Well, in the creation I did this weekend, one of the parts was a bank robber. And one of the things that I was using fun, and one of the things that will link you to your intention, your power, your passion, is what's the highest statement of fun that this guy could make for doing what he does in a film, what the character does in a film. So let's say...
Oh, interesting. That's interesting, Steve. Yeah, again, a metaphor for the character that you are in your own life.
Right.
You know? And so you will have had this much fun whether you hear any kudos from anybody else about it or not, right?
Absolutely. I can't
The fun of creation is the payment itself. And when you get to that with your money and your body and everything else, when that's the electrical charge that you carry, then everything starts being delivered to you because that's the charge that the universe will match. Do you understand?
I understand completely. I get it completely. And now I know what my focus and concentration has to be on every day.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, baby. I'm thrilled to hear that, Stephen. I can hear the difference in your vibration, and I'm celebrating it for you, baby.
Thank you. I love you. I really felt the shift, especially when I woke up today, when you made the shift.
Well, you know, Stephen, you've been making shifts dramatically for about a year. Actually, since you've been in the SHIFT program, you've been making dramatic shifts all the time. So acknowledge yourself for that, baby.
Oh, I
and
do.
That's a continuing, that's what they mean by, you know, you never get there. You're just always there. And you're always creating. And you're always expanding. Okay?
Okay.
Love you, baby.
Love you, sweetheart.
Okay, Miss Jean in Massachusetts, what's up?
Hi, Jean. Thanks for taking my call. It's Jean Mariah on Cape Cod.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I haven't called in a while, but I listen all the time.
Well, good. Thank you for that. But I know you always add a lot, so what are you going to add today?
Well, I'm in a bit of a panic. I called a handyman last week to help me clean out my air conditioner. We did it together, and we talked the whole time and decided to go out with each other, which we did on Sunday for an ice cream and a walk on the beach. We made a date for dinner last night. Well, he seemed very nice. He's coming on really fast, and I haven't dated in years. And he's a recovering alcoholic, and he's in the middle of getting a divorce. And
hear all the fear in your voice?
It's terrible fear, Dee. Because
Okay, you know why you're in fear because you forgot you were the one that had the choice. He's not taking any choice away from you. So you get to choose how fast you go. You get to choose. I'm going to date you for 2 or 3 or 4 months before I ever, you know, think about sleeping with you, if that's what you want. You get to choose what parameters and limitations and expansions you want in this relationship. So what you're saying is Gene wants to choose to go slow.
And I said that last night.
And see if she really trusts this man.
Yes.
And Gene wants to see if Gene trusts Gene.
Yes. Because I'm
okay.
I was getting dizzy at work this week.
Exactly how you want to do it. And if you define it and you make the rules, what is there to be in fear of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, that's what we get to with our money, with our bodies. We go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I don't have any choice. I don't have any choice. I don't have any control. But we have all the choice and all the control if we stay out of fear and in the creation process.
Mm-hmm.
And the creation process is I know that I choose. I know I have the power to create me. And I know I have to bring myself in harmony with everything that I want. So I want to be in harmony with trust. I want to be in harmony with a divine right relationship. I want to feel what it feels like to be honored and respected and understood in a way that makes me comfortable and enhances the trust that I am asking for. And if this relationship does not match what I am claiming, then I don't pursue this relationship. I will create another one.
Okay. I was surprised I created this.
Well, you want one.
I guess. I really want a friend, somebody to hang out with and do things with.
Okay, and he may turn out to be that.
And
he may be the relationship that simply is coming forward to serve you to know that you can create one. You know, sometimes relationships like that are bridges to the next landing.
Okay.
So call it good and remember that you're in control of it.
All right.
Okay? Hold on, there's something else coming in, Sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a song, please.
Imagine.
Okay. Can you take more time playing pretend about the relationship that you do want? and really imagine it into being.
Okay.
And if he matches that, you'll know. And if he doesn't, you bless him. You keep him, this relationship, for wherever you want to direct it to go. And you keep mm-hmm. creating the one you are imagining is your ultimate relationship. I know it works because I've done it.
Yeah, I know.
And if you have a relationship with people that you love and that you think is the one, and then you find that things are dropping out, don't, and this goes for money or your body or anything, don't go, well, see, it doesn't frickin' work, I give up. No, you go, I created this and this and this and this part, and those parts fell out on me, so now I know I want to create those three things as well, and this is the way I want to create those. And start feeling those.
Okay.
So that it's like looking for a house, you understand? A lot of times you have to shop around and look at a lot of different homes to go, oh, God, I didn't realize a backyard was important to me. Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, I need bigger rooms. I wasn't clear about that. And then you finally create that home that you want and find it. A relationship's the same way. Money's the same way. Your body's the same way. You know? The point mm-hmm. is, keep creating, and that's what my book, Bright Light, is all about. No matter what, you keep creating. All right, baby?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Loving you.
Okay. Have a good, love you. Bye-bye.
I'm creating a good day. That's what I'm doing. I got all you guys. I got my peeps. Hi, Randy in Colorado. How are you, baby?
Hello.
My God, are you okay up there in Colorado?
Oh, thank God I am okay. Yeah, not a lot of people.
I want you to know that, oh, my God, was it during the workshop? I've done so many. I think it was during the workshop, or maybe it was afterwards. We were asked to come forward and hold the balance and the love for all people and the land up, Colorado.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, wanted to share that with you. What's up, baby?
Well, I'm calling because I feel like my soul is calling for something bigger. And I often start things, and like I started like a workshop recently, and it just didn't feel right, and I didn't continue, and I just feel lost.
That's not true. Don't let yourself get away with it didn't just feel right. Because it didn't feel right, you had the initial divine impulse to do it, didn't you?
I did, but then when I did it, it was like, I feel like I didn't know where I was going with it. I felt confused.
No. Okay, but that means there's a block in your way, there's a belief system in your way that stopped the flow. So if you say, yeah, well, I just wasn't supposed to finish it, you never get to what's going to give you your freedom around the next one. Okay, so we're going to get to it right now, Randy. Together we're claiming from an open heart, I am divine love, invoking the symbols. Cheat. But give me a song, baby cake.
Love will keep us together.
Okay. Wow. All right, it's about relationships. So talk to me about what's going on with your personal relationships right now.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just feel sometimes I'm just afraid. I have a fear of, like, people dying and leaving. So I don't know. That's probably what it is that's holding me.
It is. It's absolutely what it is. Because if you have a fear that people abandon me, leave me, die on me, and then you say, you know, I want to go out and create this beautiful community and do these workshops, but people abandon me and leave me and die on me, you're not going to follow through with it, Randy. Because the pain, that would be like me saying, I can't do these talk shows because all of you are going to die on me and leave me anyway. And they're saying that's exactly the correct metaphor. to you. So do you know why you have this fear, darling?
Yeah. I know it's I don't feel like getting into it on the air, but I know how
okay.
it started.
Okay, well, you have to reprogram that and find and create a new electrical charge around people stay, they support me, they honor me, and the energy of love in my life continues forever. You've got to find that place in you, that knowing in you, back to our first caller, that knowing, because you do know that also. You've just allowed your focus to go on and be held by this fear instead of taking your focus and going, that's not going to be the truth in my life anymore. I am choosing to know and direct myself to know that it, all energy stays and supports me and celebrates life with me. And so it is. Does that make sense to you?
I don't understand how they two connect, because they're one of them is my relationship with my spouse, and the other one's like my career. So it's confusing how that energy is transferring into something.
Okay, well, I'm going to explain it to you. Did your spouse die on you?
No, he didn't.
Did
thank
he
God.
Leave you? Did he leave you?
No.
Okay,
but I was afraid. I was afraid because of a reading I got that was going to happen. So then I held on to
God.
It for a long time.
Okay, well, that's what the two things have in common. That's what I call the common thread. So people are going to leave me. He's going to leave me. I mean, do you understand the little girl in you goes, oh, my God. Okay, Jesus Christ. That's why it's so dangerous. And you've heard me say over and over and over again, you guys, you are your highest answer. You are your highest answer. So I'm going to tell you what my channel is saying that this person picked up.
Okay.
That there was absolutely energy that your husband was carrying, with a part of his energy that was ready to die, that was ready to be reborn in another energy. But it's not the entity of himself.
It's not the entity himself.
It's not him dying. It's a part, a belief,
a part of
him, a fear, something that he has been holding that's ready to die so that he can replace it with more power in his life.
Well, that
and
would be great.
And that's what they were inadvertently picking up with his death.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to direct yourself, those of you that do, you know, the healing work and do the testing, to always claim that you have absolutely the highest understanding of the message that's coming through.
Right.
But more than that, Randy, why are you taking somebody else's truth and making it your own?
That's true.
Especially truth that's frightening like that, because anybody that really knows that energy can be changed in the snap of a finger if somebody wants to stay.
Yeah. So how do I heal this in me? I don't even know how to get, because it's been in me for like a long time already. It's been in me for a few years now. It's like maybe a year or two. And I don't even, I can't, it comes back. I try to like release it, but then it comes back.
Well, then you haven't released it. You've buried it. You've ignored it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you've let it lie dormant, and then it comes back. The fear comes back. So what feels better to you? My husband's going to die, or my husband's going to live and be here, and we're going to be happy for a really long time, which feels better.
Oh, of course, the second one. The second one
well,
does. And like for example, like he's going away on a trip. So then I freak out because he's going by himself, and then like all these.
All I can tell you is, whenever you freak out, you disservice him. When you worry, and this has come through the channel several times. When we worry about our children, we worry about our spouses, we worry about our parents, we are literally adding to the energy of what we don't want.
Okay.
We are sinning against their energy to worry about them. And we sure as hell are sinning against our own.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
wow, you're amazing. Thank you.
You know, Randy, you've got to make a choice. Do I want to stay in this victimness of fear, or am I going to get my power back and go, you know what? He and I are the creators of our own life. And you see, this is another example they want me to bring forward to you. Six doctors told me I would never get pregnant. Now, if I had bought them and allowed them to be my own gods, I wouldn't have the 24-year-old beautiful daughter that I have.
Wow.
So be your own god, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Many
Thank
blessings
you.
To you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Okay, Michelle in California. What's up?
Hi. I just have a really quick question. I've been losing a lot of my hair, and then I'm actually growing hair, like, on my face and stuff. So I was wondering what was kind of going on with that.
Well, it's definitely, I'm not a doctor. I have to say that because you're asking me something physical. The first word they gave me was hormones. Your hormones are out of whack. If a woman's growing facial hair, she's usually got too much progesterone.
Okay.
So I would see either a healthcare professional that is a specialist on hormones. Now, what's causing your hormones to go out of whack is stress. What are you so freaking stressed about?
Oh, this year has been very stressful. I was dealing with a friend who was dealing with some alcohol problems and alcoholism, and I was helping him get through that. And then on top of that, I had, like, my grandma and my aunt got evicted from their home, and I had to help them move and find them a place. And it's just been, this year has been, like,
so
really stressful.
These are the words they're giving me for you, Michelle. You have given up yourself to help everybody else.
Oh.
And you need to love yourself more. And well, that's an interesting word. I don't think I've ever had this word. And pamper yourself. Love yourself more. Pamper yourself. You know, I would think honor, but they're going, no, the word for you is pamper. You get a massage. Get your toes done. Start pampering yourself. Okay? And definitely, you've got to do whatever you can do to create peace and harmony and balance instead of stress. And you may very well need a little, and they're underlining, a little medical help or nutritional help or hormonal help to physically get this balance back while you are balancing the energetic. Because if you don't balance the energetic and get your stress under control, whatever you do now will be a Band-Aid and it will come back.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around everything we've talked about so far today. I cannot believe our time is up. Jeez, I could spend another 3 hours with you. Thank you, Michelle, darling.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too, darling. Everybody create a great day. I'm so sorry I didn't get through more calls, but what an awesome show this has been. Just know, ask your questions. Carmen, everybody on the show, everybody that's waiting, their question has been answered but yours. I don't know why, but they're saying you need to email me because it's something for the collective that I need to address and perhaps bring on Monday's show. So can you please email me and I'll try and get back to you. All right, guys. Oh, my God. Know that I love you. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. And I celebrate you. Please love yourselves, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because that is the creation of you, and that is who we are.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.